the best. I'm blessed to know that lust is a test. I used to be the victim, now I'm just envisioning. I'm knowing this is.
I'm Susie Landolfi, and welcome to Be Crazy Well.
No. Welcome to Be Crazy Well. I'm going to be real crazy right now. I'm going into this arena, and you're going to meet my new guest today. His name is Guinness, as in drink a Guinness. And so I'm just going to interview him and see what you think about him. I'm here at Sweet Bow Horses. It's Sweet Bow Ranch. And that's my guest. That's Dylan. Dylan Guinness. What am I saying? Guinness. Guinness, that was the shortest interview in history. Come on back. Well, you just learned something about horses. He came over to check me out and then decided I wasn't worth hanging out with because horses almost always, if not always, will choose horses over people. And people ask me all the time, they go, why do you use horses? Why not dogs? Well, because we've already ruined dogs. Now, I don't want to say that in a bad way. I have four rescue dogs. When I say ruin them, they've already figured out that being with humans is better for them and safer for them than being with other dogs, because other dogs don't know how to open dog food and they don't know how to cook chicken and things like that. So it's very clear that dogs have become very codependent on us and they will stick by us, which we love because most of our family doesn't, right? I mean, think of the people that have betrayed you and haven't stuck by you. So to have a dog is amazing. And they will choose us over other dogs. Horses, on the other hand, will not. They will always choose another horse. And as you can see, Guinness is over there. He's owned by Patricia and Michael here at Sweet Bow Horses. Now, he happens to be what's called a warm blood. Warm blood mixed with a Percheron, which is a very big horse. What Sweet Bow does is they rescue wild horses, much like what we do at Lifesavers. You all know I'm part of Lifesavers. And we're so grateful that other people want to help save Mustangs. And so what Michael and Patricia do is they get them from the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management. They rescue them from those holding facilities after being rounded up and usually very dangerous, horrible roundup with helicopters. And they bring them here to their ranch and they train them so that they can be adopted out to wonderful people who love Mustangs and understand how unbelievably smart they are and courageous and that. So I'm here to teach a training for 3 days on horse-inspired growth and healing. And that's an equine therapy program that I created in order to encourage people, many times veterans, to come and spend 3 days learning to be with horses and how they can teach us to be better humans. So remember I said that they're not codependent. They're interdependent. They know that we deserve to be in a herd and we deserve to help each other because that's what wild horses do. Wild horses are amazing in that aspect. And if they're coming right out of the wild, they're not gentled. They're not ready to connect with humans. In fact, they may see us as nothing more than predators. Because let's face it, we eat hamburgers. So this idea that we would have to gain their trust, we don't break horses. We gentle them. And we create a partnership with them, a safe, trustworthy partnership with them. And hopefully that will help us build a long-term, healthy, kind, stable partnership. Now, wouldn't that be great for all of us? Now, think about this. We can hardly do that with each other. I mean, think of the time he said, oh, I love you. I'll love you forever. Yeah. How long did that last? So the point being is they can teach us how to really appreciate being safe with one another and also respecting one another. The most wonderful thing about wild horses is they know they can't live by themselves. They don't want to live by themselves. They want to live with other horses. And they have a whole way of being in the wild that is just magnificent in terms of how they protect one another and feed one another and care for one another and even fight with one another, but not hopefully to the death. That's not what they want to do. They just want to make sure that the leaders are safe and that they will keep caring for the herd and be protectors. So I'm here doing that this week with three people. And I thought it would be really fun for you to meet not a Mustang. Guinness is not a Mustang. And he's going to help me because we're not going to just gentle wild horses. Sometimes we use horses that are already gentled and they teach us how to breathe, how to be congruent. That means our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions have to be the same or the horse won't deal with us. How do we communicate? Are we clear? Are we honest? Are we kind? Are we firm? Can we set boundaries? And can we be consistent? Think of that word for a second. How many times have you said one thing and done another? How many times have you asked somebody to do something you're not doing? So horses give us that opportunity to practice, to literally be with another being. There he goes. To be with another being and practice our way of being, so that we can build these partnerships. Now, I should be able to show you that we do have two Mustangs over here. I'm going to keep looking at my Wi-Fi to make sure that it doesn't drop off while we're doing this. So we're in what's called an arena, and that's where we're going to work tomorrow when all the participants come. And I'm going to turn my camera around so that you can see. You won't be able to see them because they're in the sun and we're in the dark. Oh, wait a minute. I think I can get closer. All right, so here's two Mustangs that Patricia and Michael rescued, and they're being gentled. So I'm going to come up here, and they've already done some gentling. So I'm going to put the camera up here. I'm sorry for all of those that are just listening and not seeing. And I'm going to see if this Mustang will raise his nose. Ah, yeah, you want to smell that, Cam? You want to say hi to all those people? Okay, Guinness just tried to eat the computer. Guinness, don't eat the computer. Guinness will eat anything. All right, so I'm going to do it. Oh, careful. I'm going to do it again. And there's the Mustang saying hello. This Mustang actually still has his brand on the side of his neck. These are males. So I'm going to, they're called geldings. Here he is again. And now watch, there might be a little bit of nipping going on there. If these two don't, Guinness, do not eat my computer. And there's the other Mustang over there. And they're here to get gentled and then adopted out. So I wanted to share all this with you. I really hope that someday, one of the things we're going to try to do at Lifesavers is when we have a veteran retreat, we just got Starlink and we've got the mobile kind. So we're going to stream a wild horse gentling session with veterans. So you can actually see how that works and what it is that we do and how it gentles us. Don't tell anybody. That's the secret, that actually the horse gets gentle. Some of them are already a little bit smarter and more gentle than we are. Well, we definitely get gentled when we do this work. And when I was put in a 60-foot round pen with a wild horse and a helmet, thank God they gave me a helmet, I realized that I was not gentle. I was not congruent. I had resentment. I was controlling. I could get irritated. And I wanted things to go my way, as opposed to hanging out with horses and working out a partnership to see how we can work things out together. Not my way, but our way. And then could I be consistent? Or was I going to be kind one minute and then really resentful and almost abusive? In another time when I'm irritable, frustrated, or whatever. So I want you to know that my whole life started, my life meaning my real life of being what I'd call working on my own mental health and being the person I deserve to be and that my daughter deserved me to be, started with gentling a wild Mustang. When I was what I'd say safe, when they realized that my thoughts, my feelings, and my actions were the same, and that I really did understand how I wanted to be, that horse allowed me to put my hand out and get the first smell on my hand. I remember that day like it was yesterday, and I started to cry because all of it, and that happens to almost all of us, male, female, doesn't matter. We all start to cry when an animal like this, who doesn't need to, has the courage to come up to a perpetrator, to prey, predator, I should say, we're the predator and they're the prey, and allow us to be close to them and near them. So that's what happens. And I want to say something about predator and prey. I know we always say that humans are predators and then animals are the prey. I think we're all predators and I think we all prey. I think that if we're put in unbelievably harsh, terrible conditions, that one minute you could be the prey and another minute you could be the predator. And you have to choose. You can't be both. So I would suggest that even horses can get on their high horse, hence the expression, and they will fight and they will make sure that they win when they believe that their life or the life of their pod or their herd is at risk. So they may not eat their prey, but we certainly can all fight and can all use our fear and sadness to become more aggressive at all. So that idea of predator and prey isn't always just, you know, we're one or the other. We're both. It's like when people say, well, I'm an introvert. And I go, no, you're both. Like, we're all both. We're all everything. If you have anxiety, you probably have depression. If you have depression, you have anxiety. They're the evil twins that go together. And actually, they're not even evil. I say that jokingly because that's what we say. They actually serve a purpose. So the horses understand that idea of being at risk. They understand fear. They understand loss. And so then they understand what they have to do to keep themselves safe. What they really understand that we always forget is belonging to a herd, is being part of a team, is making sure that we understand that we are interdependent. We are not independent. And we shouldn't be codependent. That's not going to help us either. But interdependent will help us. So I just wanted to come in. I was hoping to have a guest this week. So they weren't just looking to me. So when my guest couldn't make it, I decided to go find the best guests I could find. And here they are. They're the best guests ever. Right, Guinness? Right? Right, guys? Just don't eat the computer. Do whatever you want. Just don't eat the computer. There we go. Or me. And as you can see, Guinness is really tall. Now, I'm short, but still, think about that. I'm 5 feet. And if this horse puts his head up, I could walk right under his chin. That's how tall he is. He's a big, wonderful boy. All right, everybody. Have a great week. This is Be Crazy Well. I guess that was pretty crazy, right? Bringing you into an arena and meet the wild Mustangs and Guinness, my most wonderful guest today. And in the meantime, please do not be shy about contacting me, SuzyGma@gmail.com. That's what my family calls me, Gma, SuzyGma@gmail.com. And for all of you combat veterans, please check out Merging Vets and Players. We'd love to have you as a member. And I just hope that you keep sharing your wisdom with one another and your caring and your interdependence, where we all take care of each other. That's all we got, folks. That's it. That's all we got. Okay, be crazy well and be your best self. That's our theme song by Calvin Love. I'll see you next week. Take care. Be crazy well. Thanks, Guinness. Oh, Guinness is over there because, like I said, he'd rather be with a horse than with me. And I support that. Take care.